Now on to California, where Bulger and Krieg were arrested early this morning. To hear more about the circumstances of the arrest, we're joined by L.A. Times reporter Andrew Blankstein, who was on the scene when Bulger and Krieg were arrested in Santa Monica. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Andrew, tell us about the arrest. What do we know about how the FBI took Whitey Bulger into custody?
Well, we know that they got a tip to the FBI office here in Los Angeles. The circumstances of the arrest, which they say were without incident, have yet to be revealed. In fact, later this morning, the FBI in Boston is going to have a press conference. It's really going to detail some of that. The area in which he was arrested in Santa Monica is about 3 blocks from the beach, or the bluff overlooking the beach in the Pacific Ocean. And for New Englanders who have been out to the Santa Monica area, it's also near the Santa Monica Promenade. But it's also an area a lot of retirees, kind of these 1950s and 1960s era apartments where, you know, you could easily blend in. And in L.A., people don't necessarily know their neighbors. They kind of exchange pleasantries. And a lot of people were quite surprised who was living in their midst.
So do we know whether the FBI went into the apartment with a SWAT team or a team of elite agents?
Certainly there was a show of force. I mean, the neighbors described many FBI agents there at the time. I mean, there were Santa Monica Police Department officers who were backing them up. But there was no word of that. At least by the time I got out there, if there was kind of an operation to bring him in that had special weapons and tactics people, certainly they were ready for anything.
There's a report in the L.A. Times that authorities seized weapons and a large amount of cash from Bulger's apartment.
They seized a substantial amount of cash, and according to the sources I talked to, and there were weapons found in the apartment. How many, they didn't disclose, but certainly it would have merited caution. But the fact that he was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, obviously they would have been approaching this very cautiously.
What do we know about whether Whitey Bulger was prominent or whether he was sort of reclusive in his neighborhood?
I think understated is really when you interview some of the neighbors or people who saw him on the street. I mean, I've covered stories where people are semi-hostile. He wasn't that way, but to hear the neighbors describe it, he blended in, him and his girlfriend. People would see them, they would say hello, but there was nothing that they could say in retrospect stood out where you would awaken to the news or be shocked with the news that you were living near somebody that was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
And again, as you said, this apartment was right near the promenade. I was just walking down the promenade just a few months ago in Santa Monica. It's an area that's not just loaded with residents, but it's loaded with tourists.
It's loaded with tourists. If you're in the L.A. area, that's going to be a place that you're going to be. It's certainly what, when I first came out here from New England, you get to the Pacific Ocean and you look out at the expanse and it's pretty inviting. It's just a great place, but it's also a great place to blend in. You know, obviously there was a lot of sightings and reports. It's going to be really fascinating when all is said and done what the narrative reveals about how long he was actually here. It was probably longer than a year.
What was the scene outside the apartment after the arrest?
The FBI did a lot of their work in the apartment itself. There were some folks that you could see, the evidence gathering technicians down and looking at a car. From where my vantage point, which was really right in front. I mean, it wasn't blocked off. It was accessible. You couldn't go into the apartment. But in terms of standing out there and being able to look through into the garage and talk to people coming out, that was fairly accessible. That's not always the case in crime scenes. In fact, sometimes with the high-profile cases, you're kept a block or two away.
Andrew Blankstein, reporter for the Los Angeles Times and a graduate of UMass Amherst, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.